Blog Talk Radio.
And he won't prosper, no, 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 no. Ain't wanna work, say no weapon. If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is gonna prosper. No weapon formed against your home. No weapon formed against your children. Say,
it won't work, no weapon formed against me.
There's a same one.
Saved by his stripes, I can heal.
Heal.
Come on, sing.
No effort.
Come on, you can sing. Now praise the Lord like you're crazy. Let me tell you why. Because see, while you're clapping your hands and the devil is wreaking havoc in your home, this confuses the enemy. That's because you're not praising him because what's going on. You praise him because you know the outcome is you win. You win because your heavenly Father is getting ready to jump up in this.
Hallelujah, you win, you win. A scripture for tonight is 1 John 2, starting at verse 13. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of everything sinful man in the world, the lust of his eyes and the boasting of what he has and does not come from the Father, but comes from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Chapter 3, starting at verse 7. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God, no one who is born of God, one more time, no one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. You hear that, sisters and brothers? God's seed remains within you. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are, and this is how we know, don't be fooled now, who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God. Nor is anyone who does not love his brother is not a child of God. Do you still have the opportunity to become a child of God? You most definitely do. Said we spoke of last night that God forgives all sins if you confess your sins. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, just for this opportunity. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, dear Father. We thank you for teaching us, dear Father, giving us another chance, dear Father, to come to you, boldly, to come to you, dear Father, just asking you for your love, for your directions, for your peace, for your joy. Dear Father, in the midst of all temptations, we know that you are God. We know that you extend your mighty hand towards us, and just a touch of the hem of your garment, dear Father, it heals our minds, it heals our spirits, it heals our bodies, dear Father. All our dirty thoughts, dear Father, are now cleansed through your blood. And we put all of our temptations, all of the things that is tempting us to do evil, dear Father, when we try to do right, dear Father, we ask you to teach us how to even comfort ourselves in your word, dear Father, wrap our own selves in your word. When our bodies and flesh is demanding us to do things, dear Father, that is of the world, we invite you, dear Father, to take control of us, dear Father. Love us. Thank you, Jesus. Show us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your patience, your mercy, and your love. We ask you that I may decrease now, dear Father, and we ask you to increase and pour into our lives. Pour your word into our lives. May every day be a better day. Show us direction. Now just wipe out our eyes, dear Father. Look at us, dear Father. May we see something about ourselves the way that you see us. May we hear something come tonight, dear Father, that shows the representation of your voice, dear Father, in our spirit. May the Holy Spirit inside of us just wake up and connect and intervene for us in the temptation walls, where it is that whatever it may be that is tempting us to pull us away from you, Jesus, right now in the Holy Spirit. Oh, we have the authority of you, dear Father, to demand, dear Father, that the devil has to flee. So we follow you, and we follow your word right into your righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity. How you doing out there, Blog Talk listeners? We thank you one and all for all who you're saying. What are you doing? We said praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're in day 11. Hello, David. I see you out there in the chat room. God bless you. No more than we can bear. No more than we can bear. That's where we're coming from tonight. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and get your swords. If you don't have it yet, go ahead and get your pen and your paper. We're going to be, of course, I teach from the word. So I have lots of scriptures because I teach from the word. Hallelujah. This is not Evangelist Vaughn's ideas or opinions or thoughts. This is directly the word of God. That's why I asked him to take it and take control. Speak to each and every one of you in your situations. Hallelujah. Don't tell me that I'm looking in your life and telling you something. I'm just a vessel. The Holy Spirit is using me. This is God talking directly to your situation. Hallelujah. So put on your safety belts. It may get a little tight up in here because when we get to talking about ourselves, you know, the flesh don't like that. But just hold it down. Hold it down. Somebody go ahead and tell your flesh now. Hold yourself. I'm going to hold you down, flesh. You're not going anywhere. We're going to get this. My spirit needs this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. No more than we can bear. Have you ever wondered how to respond when you're tempted? Have you ever wondered what God expects of you? Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give you some scriptures now. Let's get them wrote down. So as we're going through the word, I can just go to the scriptures and you can kind of have your page already dog-eared or something, okay? We're going to start with 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, New Testament, 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. In the Bible Day studies, we've been going through a lot of the same New Testament studies, okay? So I'm sure that you see yourself becoming a little familiar of how to get around in the New Testament. Say praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Opportunity is there for you to learn how to maneuver and get to the word when you need it. That's the way you're going to get it in your heart for in your situation. When temptation comes up, you now know how to go back to that word until you can familiarize yourself enough that you know that word that you can just speak it over that situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Matthew 4, 1 through 11 would be our next one that we're going to go through too. Hebrews 2, 18. And then Hebrews 4, 16. We're also going to do Ephesians 6, 10, and 18. And then we're going to do 1 John 4, let's do 4 through 6 on that one, okay? Well, God bless you. Let's go ahead and dive into the word. We have our safety belts on, and we're ready to take off. We want to make some changing experiences. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed from the 30-day New Believers Bible study? Hallelujah. Oh, I know that you are, because God's word is just that. It's just that. It's a blessing. It's a life-changing tool. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Again, we're looking at 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. God bless. Remember, even if your word looks a little bit different from mine, it may read differently, we all should be able to come together because it is the same idea. It's the same wording. Some words, some Bibles have it changed around a little bit different for you so you can understand a little different, but it breaks it down in different levels. But it's still God's word being presented to us. So it's still the same word, okay? So in mine, I have a couple different translations here, which I like to give you at all times. But let's just start again. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 is where we're going to start. And it tells us that no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Well, that's a hallelujah right there. That when you are tempted, it doesn't say if you're tempted. It says when you are tempted. So that lets us know right there that we are going to be tempted. Hallelujah, David. God bless you. God bless you. So it lets us know we are going to be tempted. So if we're going to be tempted, is God still with us? How do we respond when we're tempted? Where the word again, let's say it again. It says no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. So there is no new temptations out there that's just going to come by you that God doesn't know about. Nothing gets past God's eyesight, okay? And God is faithful. He will do just what he said he would do. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Now, if Jesus Christ was tempted, hallelujah, then why do we feel that it's uncommon when we are tempted? But if Jesus Christ was able to stand against those temptations that the enemy stood there and was delivering to him and showing him, why is it that we give him to every temptation that comes our way? Why is it we're not able to stay sober, stay clean? Why is it that we are not able to stand up to any temptations in the Lord? Well, let's find out tonight. Maybe we're not putting our faith in God. Maybe we're relying on our flesh to get us out of that situation and deny the enemy. It's not going to happen. The flesh is of this world. We need a touch of the Holy Spirit. We need what Jesus had, the power and the strength of the Lord. Because it said that he would not let us. God will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. It didn't say that our flesh would step in and say, no, enemy, that's enough. But God will not allow us to be tempted to beyond what we can bear. So when you are tempted, God will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Hallelujah. That's a good word. That's a good word. That's a good word to know. Somebody who's struggling right now. Somebody who's trying to let something go. Somebody who's trying to turn their back on a sinful life and wants to start to walk on with the Lord. But the enemy keeps poking at your flesh. It keeps trying to get to your flesh. He can't get just into your mind. So as you're walking around, he just keeps showing you something. And he's trying to get through your eyes. Or you just keep hearing something that reminds you of back in the day when you used to do this. Or just the other night when you was doing this. Hallelujah. Somebody is trying to give up that adulterous relationship. But every time you turn around, your song keeps playing on the radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You tried to give up drinking, but now a brand new drink is on the TV every day. They tell you got to try this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless. God bless. This is your word. This is the word for you. No more than you can bear. You can make it through this situation. And once you learn how to get through that situation, you can use the same God on every situation that comes up in your life. See, the question isn't if you'll be tempted to sin. Again, it's just a matter of when, what, and how. How creative Satan will be. 1 Corinthians, again, describes temptation as something everybody faces. That's me, you. I don't care how big the pastor is or how important the leader is in a country or whatever it is, everybody. The words that everybody faces temptation. So we're vulnerable in the areas of temptation. And Satan knows it. Hallelujah. Jesus is our lifeline out of temptation. You say, well, sister, I know that. It's just hard for me to follow through that when I put myself so close in this. And now I'm sitting up here in the crack house and trying not to take the crack pipe. Hallelujah. So we've got to learn now how to get ourselves in better control to not let our flesh lead us into that temptation. Once you're there, it's hard to get yourself out. And you can, but you're making it harder for you. We already have a hard road here. We already said we're in a marathon. We're running. We're trying to get to the end. People are fighting for your place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we've got to remember before we go into that temptation, before we go over to that married man's house and meet him at this hotel, before we set ourselves up to the fact that I'm hanging out with all of my buddies, they're going to drink, I'm not. Hallelujah. Before we get to that situation, we have got to put in our spirit and remember that Jesus is my lifeline. If I go there, I know that is a temptation. I know that is something that my flesh tends to control me in that area. If it's eating, I'm not going to go to this buffet because I know eating is one of my things that my flesh takes over. And before I know it, I've ate more than I ever could consume normally. So maybe I shouldn't go to a buffet. Maybe I should just go to somewhere where they're going to proportion my meals for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. Because all of the things that we get ourselves into, if we allow our flesh to dwell in temptation, is sin. Sinfulness. Our scripture we just read just told us that those who are of the Lord does not continue to live in sin. Hallelujah. It told us that that is one of the ways that we can separate the children of God and the children of the enemy. Because children of God do not willingly want to continue to live in sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus sees the storm coming. He watches us struggling to stay afloat as wave after wave crashes over us. Remember, God is watching your run. He's watching the way that you walk this walk. He's watching you. His eye is on you. You have his full attention. And just when we're about to drown, just when we say we can't do it anymore, just when we say that, you know, I can't do this on my own, then Jesus reaches in, and he offers his hands to pull us to safety. It is our choice. He's not going to force himself upon us, but it's our choice to either take his strong hand or to sink. How many times have you been back in that rehab, my brother? How many times have your family did everything they can to try to cover for you, lie for you, to save your marriage after you're continuously going out doing this and doing that? How many times will you continue to go back and forth? You're either going to have to make up your mind that you're just going to sink, you're going to get out of the race and set on the curve line, or you're going to reach out and call for God's mighty strong hand to pull you completely out of that mess. Hallelujah. Pull you completely out of the pornography mess that you're hiding behind walls with pornography. Hallelujah. You're one person in the daytime and you're a different person at night. You're living a double life. We got people living triple lives. Hallelujah. Time is winding up. We have people at right now in our day. We should be learning from some of the things that's in the media right now. Hallelujah. We have professional people right now living double lives that has caused their lives. That has caused them their lives. Be ye also ready. The choices you make today could be the last choice that you absolutely make. And then you will be dead, not just spiritual dead, what you're walking around in now, but I'm talking about graveyard dead. And then you have eternity to pay because the wages of sin is what? Death. When you get to the end of this finish line, you've got to pay. The wages of sin is death. Hallelujah. God's word is our harbor from the storm. His word is our sword. We're in a battle. If we don't have the word, we're out here in a battle without a weapon. Where is your weapon at? Can you find your weapon? Can you dust off your weapon? Do you only open up your word when you're in the church, when you're here on the blog talk, When do you open up your word just because you want to get closer to God? Because you need to sharpen your weapon. Because you need the word inside of you. Hallelujah. If someone was in distress right now and God sent them to you and they came to you and said, brother, I need you to pray for me. Brother, I need you to come in and be in agreement with me on this. Could you? Do you have enough word in you that you could lead that person to Christ? Hallelujah. The word is the spirit of God. God is spirit. This is your weapon in the midst of your war. You're in a battle. His word is the one that keeps us safe in the storm. So when we recognize temptation approaching, not when it's all up on us because we've just been so nonchalant or we don't want to admit that it's coming our way, but when we recognize that temptation is approaching, then we can gear up for it by asking God's help. See, I used to be a smoker. I used to smoke cigarettes. And that was just my little vice. That was just my little thing I did to unwind at the end of the day. That was my thing. That was my thing. It was certain places I couldn't smoke. My husband wasn't a smoker, so I definitely wasn't doing it in the mouth. It was just certain things that I couldn't do, but that was just my secret thing. Until it got to the point that I actually could not stop smoking cigarettes. My flesh just wanted it. So I started dwelling in the spirit. I don't like anything taking control of me. I love being in control of me. So I started going to God. I said, God, this I have dug myself into. This is something that I did. Nobody pushed it on me. I did this. I started out smoking because it looked cool to me. When I was in college, it was just cool to put a cigarette up to your mouth. But God said, I'll be with you then. I rushed up and said, God, reach your hand down to me. Now, I was still going through this temptation, but even in the midst of still having a cigarette in my hand, I would be telling myself, flesh, you do not no longer smoke. This is going to be over. This is going to be over. Until one day, I just did. I just did. Something became so important to me that I said, that's it. I have got to that road. I'm there now. I've read enough. I got enough word to cover this addiction. The blood of Jesus now is covering my addiction, and it must go. Because, see, I had a name for my addiction, and the name of Jesus covers everything. So all I had to do is keep on pleading the blood of Jesus over my addiction. My addiction didn't have a chance. It had to bow down to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now that I've broke the addiction, that particular one, like I said, I was working on it. My son was getting ready to go overseas. I think he was going to Kuwait. And I said, this is my day. The night that I stood on his base and gave him a kiss and said, son, God be with you. We had our prayers. And the next morning they was flying out. And that right there in his parking lot on base, I dropped the cigarettes and said, that's it. I break free of it. I break free of it right now. God, take this from me. I don't want to promise it no more. I am looking forward to quitting no more. That day is right now. He said, all I was waiting on is for you to throw him down. You take one step, I'll take two. Hallelujah. And he cleared my mind of it. He cleared my spirit of it. Hallelujah. Now, because I had quit smoking and know I was through, I knew I was through. What God sets free is free indeed. I knew I was through. I had plans for myself, and there would have been many times before that I had tried on my own will, in my own plans, that Vaughn, you're just going to quit smoking. And Vaughn, without the help of the Lord, would quit smoking for 3 days, maybe 4 days. And I remember one time it was like a week. But my sister came to town who smoked, and I was sitting in the car with her, and she said, well, I don't want to, you know, tempt you. But I said, go ahead. You're not going to bother me. How many people know that it wasn't too long before she stayed that weekend? By the end of the weekend, I was, what, smoking. So this time, when I was set free and I did it not on Vaughn's will, not in Vaughn's plans, but in God's plan, he set me free for real. He set me free for real. What he did for me, he'll do for you. Yours may not be cigarettes. Yours may be something else. But what he did for me, he'll do for you. So if you've been trying to give up this addiction, you've been trying to move away from this temptation, don't give up. Don't give up. Give it over. Give it over to God. Let go of it. God, this is bigger than me. Let go of it. All of those plans that you got wrote down and what you're going to do to replace it, let go of it. Let God can take control of it. Let God take control of it. So I still kept myself away. I still prayed over it, knowing that I'm free. I still prayed over it, delivering me not into that temptation. This evil is destroying me. So if I had certain people that I was going around that were smoking, if I could not, if I didn't have to go around them, I didn't. But if I did, I covered myself extra before I went. I went in my prayer closet before I went because I'm free indeed, and I don't want my flesh to mess up what God has already fixed for me. And I've been clear ever since, and it's been, I can't even tell you, it wasn't even a thing. When I was trying to quit, I was quitting by counting my days, marking them off on the calendar. But when God set me free, hallelujah, when he set me free, I didn't keep up with a calendar. I didn't keep up counting my days. I didn't keep up with the years. I can tell you right now that it's definitely been at almost 10 years, if not that. Smoke free. It doesn't bother me if I'm in the press. If I come out of my job and one of my reps come up to me and they have smoke on them, it's, you know, I can say, oh, you smoke. It doesn't give me the desire to smoke. It gives me the desire to ask them, do you want to be set free? I know the answer to that road that you're on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I tell you that to tell you that whatever storm that you're going in, God's word can set you free. It can deliver you from that temptation. When we recognize temptation approaching, then we can gear up for it by asking for God's help. He knows our weaknesses. He understands our pressures. He understands our temptations. Jesus himself, again, was tempted. And he's strong enough to overcome it all. He gives us his strength. Hallelujah. God bless you, guest 8012. God bless you. Call into the line. We would love to hear from you. The call in number 646-652-4916. God bless you. God knows what you need. He knows your weaknesses. So if he has the strength, he has all of the power for all of the things that you need, why are we still so weak? Well, he tells us we have not. Come on, you know, because we ask. Not. If you're hungry and the person that has all of the food, you can stand there and look at it all day long. But if you don't ask for the food, you may go hungry. You may die. And that's the same thing. You're sinking. Will you ask for God's mighty hand right now? Will you ask him to pull you out of that addiction, pull you away from that temptation, deliver you out of evil, away from evil? Hallelujah, because the devil has evilness that he wants to pour on us, just not just touch us with it, but pour it all on you in this day and time. Time is winding up. Hallelujah. So Satan knows that we're vulnerable in the areas of temptation. And now he can help those. Let's look at Hebrews 2:18 real quick. It says, and now he can help those who are tempted because he himself suffered and was tempted. Let us then feel very sure that we can come before God's throne when there is grace. He has the grace for us. There we can receive mercy. He has mercy for us. His grace is there to help us when we need it. Hallelujah. That's who God is in our life. That's who God is in our life. Right now we ask ourselves, what are some of the particular areas of temptation in which you struggle? My struggles may be one thing. What are some of the areas in your life in which you struggle? See, your struggle has to be identified. You must first identify your struggle, the area that you're working on. Hallelujah. God is a multifaceted God. So you can bring it all to him. He said, bring all of your requests to the Lord. Come boldly to the throne of mercy. You need mercy. You need grace to help you make it through this. What is your particular area of temptation? You know, I'm a believer in writing things down. I like to keep in my nightstand a book and a pen because God always gives me something in my mind, in my dreams. And I need to write it down. So you may need to write down some of the areas that you're struggling with in temptation. And then ask yourself, how can you recognize and how can you respond to temptation when you sense it? When you sense temptation is coming up, how can you recognize before you just find yourself deep into it? You ever hear somebody who has been unfaithful or who's in fornication or adultery, and they say, it just happened. It just happened. Nothing just happened. You have got to be able to recognize temptation before it comes upon you. So you need to ask yourself, how do I recognize, how do I respond to the temptation when I sense it? That means before it comes upon me. Before it comes upon me. Let's take a look at Matthew 4 and 1, and then we have a couple in verses in Little John, 1 John that I want to read. That is just God-inspiring. But let's look at Matthew 4 and 1. Again, Matthew is New Testament, and it is what? Numero uno in the New Testament. So we're going to look at the first book of the New Testament, going to chapter 4, and let's just move right along to verse 1, and we're going to go through 11. It's very quickly, but it's very much going to heal your bodies, and this needs something you need to take daily with you. Remember, this is not just something to tickle your ears or to make you feel good. This is something to make a life-changing experience for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David, he watches over me, too. That's what he does. He keeps his eye on us. He's with us. He's around us. Now we just have to invite him to come in us, to stay with us. That's the end of the our intercessor, the Holy Spirit, can kind of lead us and touch us and show us before temptation just comes all over us, that we can start to sense right and wrong, what may lead us into temptation and what will not. Hallelujah. Discernment through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Again, Matthew 4, verse 1 through 11, and we read, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word, there go that sword, that comes from the mouth of who? Our Father, our God, our Abba Father. Hallelujah. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written. Now he is telling it is written. He knows that this is the Son of God. But isn't it just like the enemy to make you doubt, to try to put doubt upon you? He says, if you are the Son of God, then why don't you do this? Here, prove it to me. Hallelujah. But he said, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Okay, let's stop for a minute there. Have you anybody ever told you, you know what? So what, you're going over here to do whatever it is that you do? So what, you're going over here to steal this car? You know, you deserve a nice car. You know, look what they did to you. They got two or three cars. They don't need this car. They'll never miss it. How many times have they tried to tell you, you know what, blow your diet for today. So what? Blow your diet. Come on. Just eat this here. It doesn't matter. This little parting you've already looked like. You know you want it. Go ahead and do it. Hallelujah. You know what? Go on in that abortion clinic. Go ahead and have that abortion. You know the situation you're in. You know he's not going to be there for you. And you know you can't afford to take care of yourself. Go ahead and have that abortion. you know. Go ahead and drink that wine. Go ahead and drink what you're drinking. You know what? Hey, Jesus served up water, turned water into wine. Go ahead and drink that. So what? They say you're an alcoholic. Do you feel you're an alcoholic? You say you're not an alcoholic. Go ahead and do what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're a friend of mine, you'll do it. If you love me, you'll do it. If you care about me, you'll do it. You'll give your body to me if you really love me. Hallelujah. Isn't that the enemy's? Let's be prepared and know his word. Let's be prepared and know his tricks. So now he'll turn the word around on you. But Jesus answered him. We're not talking about anybody. We're talking about Jesus. He without any sin. Jesus answered, said, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Now, why does he emphasize this here to us? Because he knew in his word, as he's already told us, that we are going to be tempted, that we are going to be vulnerable in the area of temptation. So he set the example, my mighty God. Thank you, mighty Jesus. He set the example of how we are to lead, how we are to do. So he says, it is also written, do not put your Lord to God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, showed him all the kingdom of the world in their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you just bow down and worship me. See, that's his problem. He wants to be worshipped. He wants to be bowed down to. He's a jealous spirit. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him and angels came and attended him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is time for you to take stand in your situation right now. You've been pitying about it too long. You've been padding about it too long. You've cried about it. You've told everybody else to pray for you about it. You haven't taken out the time to pray for yourself. Get it out of your house. It's time to clean house. How are you going to ever give up pornography when you got your computer still loaded with it? When you got all the magazines still laying around your house? How do you expect to give up being an alcoholic when you refuse to throw out the liquor out of your liquor cabinet? Hallelujah. All of the drugs that you're secretly taking behind closed doors, you need to clean your house. God is watching you. God knows your situation. God knows your situation. Are you just playing? We read about, again, the difference between the child of God and the child of the enemy. You shouldn't willingly want to continue to do the things that you did before you became a child of God. So don't let the enemy fool you by telling you you're still a child of God if you do this here. Hallelujah. Lead by God's example. Jesus set the example before you. He set the example before you. Hallelujah. God bless, God bless, God bless. Let's keep right on, okay? This is very good. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Let's go into Little John. This is going to be in the New Testament, and we're going to keep right on past the Peters, you know, 1 Peter and 2 Peter in the New Testament. So go towards the back. Where we was at was at the, we're up at the top of the New Testament. Let's go to the right and keep traveling till you pass by the Peters. When you get to 2 Peter, slow down. You'll see yourself at 1 John. Hello, Big John. Here we are. 1 John, let's go over and look at so much good word. So much good word in here. But let's, for the sake of time, let's just go ahead and do, start at chapter 4. And we'll try to keep this right in here. We'll keep it, just let's start with verse 13. It says, we know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us of his, what? Spirit. Hallelujah. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. He sent his Son to save us. Why are we fighting against being saved? We're still again in that pool of water, and we are just suffocating. We're just drowning, but we are refusing to be saved because our flesh, which when we get to the finish line can't go, has to be buried and put back to the dust it came from. Our spirit must take control. We're mixed up. We have our flesh in control. Hallelujah. God bless the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just continue on. Let's see here in 16 it said, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. Let's go back just a little bit. It says in 15, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. God lives in you and you in God. Jesus is in God and you are in Jesus. All one, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. 16, so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. Now, it did not say, if you notice, that whoever, whenever they feel like it, lives in God, takes a day in God. Today may be, but tomorrow's not. Tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm going to have to drop God because I'm getting ready to do some things. Hallelujah. I'm passing out the invitations now. I'm getting ready to do some things. I sense that the temptation is coming on because I'm already inviting it. I'm sending out the invitation. Come on, temptation. This is your day. You know not what you do. What if God said no? I'm gonna just let you do what you want to do. And your night of temptation gives you years of trying to get that out of your system that something happened in that one night. Years of fighting trying to get your senses back. Years of fighting trying to get a healing back into your body. Just because you're one day, you're one night of temptation, that you just had to let your hair down. Hallelujah. We have to watch it. So, but it tells us that we must live. Whoever lives in love, whoever lives in God, that means a daily walk, a daily walk. You're not going to see me. I have my faults too. But you're not going to see me one day I'm this way, the next day I'm another way. You're not going to, you can see me at work, you can see me after work. What you see is what you get. Hallelujah. What you see is what you get. You got to live in love. You got to live in God. You got to live in God. God would then be where in you. That's what makes the difference. In this love, love is made complete amongst us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are like him. Let's just skip down to 19. It says, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has never seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. So we have to take time to make sure that we are doing the right things. We got to be living a life. We got to, that's sin free. We got to confess our sins because he knows. We're going to pick up sins just like our body picks up dirt every day. But we must confess those sins. Don't lay down with those dirty sins on you. Hallelujah. If your temptation is anger, you got to make sure that you keep your anger in check. We spoke about on one of the days. About the Bible only gives us 24 hours to hover around in our anger. He says, do not go to bed with that. For if you do, you're opening up a door for the enemy. It's a stronghold that you will have to carry around with you. That's just like picking up a bag, 12 bags of sand, and just loading them on your back and think that you can run a marathon. We've got to start recognizing sin before we deep into sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we're closing up here tonight, our closing words, before we do, Brother David, if you are prepared, it's up to you. If you are prepared to give us a song tonight, just call in on the call-in line at 646-652-4916. If it's not tonight, no pressure at all. Whenever the Lord leads you to, just let us know. Hallelujah. But let's go. It says he placed himself in our position. He suffers our pain, and he felt our fears. He felt, he knew that we would have rejection. He felt it. Temptation, he felt it. He knew it. Loneliness, he felt it. He experienced it. And even death, he felt it. He tasted it. He experienced it. So he knows. He placed himself in your position. He knows what it's like to be tempted. He knows what it's like to be rejected. He knows what it's like to be lonely. And he knows what it's like to lay his life down for you. Let no one separate you from the love of God. Let no one separate you from the love of God. God is a wonderful God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word is a word that we can feel, is a word that we can taste. Taste and see that the word is good. Dear Father, we ask the word that you have just given us, that it just change our lives. Dear Father, that we just put it on our inner being, dear Father, not just on our flesh, that it may be washed away, or that the birds come and pick at it and get it off. With the first word that we hear, we lose it. But can we ask that you just hold us tight, Jesus? Don't let us go, dear Father. Prosper us in all ways, because you came that we may prosper. Prosper us and heal us in all ways. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your word. And I just remind you, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. May we start to live like we love you, Jesus. May our words not just be words, but may it be an action. We love you, Jesus. Look inside of us, is if anything that separates us, if there's anything in us that shouldn't be, take it out and cleanse us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. I remind you to give me a call. I enjoy getting emails from you. I get phone calls from you. I love it. Walk with me, God, at AOL.com. You can reach me on my cell phone at 210-264-5287. You can also give me a message here on the, leave a message on the Blog Talk Radio /Evangelist Von Dumas. However you want to do it, and God just make sure that you find a way to get in touch with me. So I just thank you, Jesus. I love praying with you. I love talking with you. I love helping you in any way. If you need Bibles, if you need any literature sent out to you, if you want to start ministering to someone and you want some tracts sent out to you, whatever it is that I can do that God has for me to do in your life, let me be obedient and to the Lord by helping you. Hallelujah. Before we get to Brother David, he's going to bless your heart, bless your spirit and your soul. I just want to ask, do you know Jesus? If you don't know Jesus, this is your opportunity to know the only friend, the best friend, the greatest friend you'll ever need. He can become your personal Lord and Savior. If you just repeat the words and believe them, you shall be born again. He is the one and the only way to the Father. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. If you just pray that, congratulations, you're a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Behold, all things are new. God bless you and keep you. We're not through yet. I just want you to just relax. Get your belts. You can set your sword down. You have the Holy Spirit over you now. Now I just want you to receive God's blessing through one of his obedient children. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Go ahead, David, whenever you are ready.
Thank you. I feel discouraged, and why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubt and my fear. I draw thee closer to me. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches. He watches
Wow, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing, hallelujah. I have bumps, chill bumps.
Praise Lord.
Just God bless you, just God bless you. What a blessing. That's just an awesome, awesome, awesome gift that God has for you. If I saw you now, just give you a hug. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
You're just right. Well, just ministering to the Spirit. That's just exactly what it is. Just a ministering to the Spirit. Just hallelujah. And He does. He watches over us. And that's why you sing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Jesus. David, is there anything that you would like to say to the Blog Talk listeners?
Oh, I do want to say thank you, first of all, because, I mean, you've just been such a blessing with these daily blog, well, I guess Bible studies is what you call them, but, I mean, it's, I've been really blessed, and, I mean, I hope everybody, you know, who's listening out there has a chance to listen to all the studies and get some more word into your life, because it makes a big difference in you when the God's on your side. Who can be against you?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, God, you're so good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And remember, you can go back and get them out of the archives. You can just put them, download them to your MP3 player, however you want to do it. And I know you can just feel the difference in the Spirit right now, because just being blessed, nothing just happens. Just being blessed with that solo right now has just put a calmness over somebody's worried mind. It's just put, I feel like spirits have just now calmed down. Somebody didn't think they was going to be able to sleep tonight, but I feel like right now that they're going to have that song to blanket around them, and the Holy Spirit from His Word is just going to be their pillow tonight, and they're going to rest in comfort. They're going to rest in peace for the first time in a long time. Somebody's worried about a loved one, but right now they know that God has not forgotten them, and they know that His eye is definitely on them, and He loves you. God loves you wherever you're at, whatever your situation is. God loves you. God wants you to just call out His name. He wants to show that He's there with you. He would never, ever leave you. He would never, ever forsake you. He's waiting patiently in line. You've asked everyone else to help you. Ask for the help of the Lord. He's right there for you. God bless you. We're going to continue on tomorrow night with Too Good to Be True. Hallelujah. Have you ever wondered if you could lose your salvation? Have you ever wondered if you have to repent over and over again? You don't want to miss this one here. Too Good to Be True. We're moving on to day 12. Hallelujah. Day 12. Hallelujah. I had one sister, she left me, and she said, could you just give me two or three of the titles in advance? I have all of my stuff already set up for each night, and I'm keeping notes. And so I give you two. We have day 12, Too Good to Be True. And then day 13 is A Heavenly Home. Have you ever wondered what happens after you die? Have you ever wondered what heaven is like? Heavenly Home. We're going to talk about that on day 13. So let's just start with day 12 tomorrow, Too Good to Be True. And we hope, we invite you all, give us a call in. Tell us some of your stories that you thought was a good deal. And it turned out itself to be too good to be true. Hallelujah. And then we're going to, again, move on. And I have some special guests, some a heavenly home and what happens after we die. Some of the situations are, some of the people are kind of sensitive because of some recent loss in their family and different things. But it has some very precarious stories that actually happened. Their loved ones was on their deathbed was seeing different things that was not of this world. While they were still here but hadn't passed on at the time. So we're praying and hoping that they will come by and stop and share some of the stories with us. If not, we will just dwell in the Word, and God will give us and show us what it is that we need. If it's nothing else, I remind you all, don't let another day pass by without taking out time for you to be in a personal relationship with the Lord. Just take out some time to say thank you, Jesus, when your feet hit the floor in the morning, when you wake up. Start putting on your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your belt of truth, your shield of faith. The sword is the Spirit of God's Word. Prepare your feet for the gospel of the peace. Pray for all your sisters and brothers, sinners and saints alike. Bring all your requests to the Lord, because that you can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, he's waiting on you. You're in a battle, whether you like it or not. You might as well prepare yourself. Get prepared to. And listen out, look out for temptation. God will lead you away from temptation. God will lead you away from evil. It's your choice. Will you ask? Will you take his hand? Will you call on his help for today? God bless you, sisters and brothers. We love you. David, we love you. God bless you. You can come anytime. Bless us with your music at any time. If it's anything we can do to help you, just let us know. Until we see you again, we'll say good night. Say good night, David.
Good night.
All right. Good night, all. Bye-bye.